Clarity saw the sandalwood grips in the instant before the younger one drew, faster than blue blazes, and understood at once why Albrecht had run. Only one sort of man carried guns that looked like that. The young one fired a single shot. Albrecht's blonde hair jumped as if flicked by an invisible hand, and then he collapsed forward, fading within his clothes as he did so.
"Hail, you bondsmen of the king,"
the older one said. He spoke in a purely conversational tone. Flaherty, his hand still bleeding from his extravagant drumming on the door through which the snot-babby had disappeared, could not seem to get the sense of him. It was the one of whom they had been warned. Surely it was Roland of Gilead, but how had he gotten here, and on their blind side? How? Roland's cold blue eyes surveyed them.
"Which of this sorry herd calls himself Dean? Will that one honor us by stepping forward or not?"
"Not?" His eyes surveyed them, his left hand departed the vicinity of his gun and journeyed to the corner of his mouth, where a small, sarcastic smile had bloomed.
"Not? Too bad. Thou'rt cowards after all, I'm sorry to see. Thee'd kill a priest and chase a lad, but not stand and claim thy day's work. Thou'rt cowards and the sons of cow—"
Flaherty stepped forward with his bleeding right hand clasped loosely around the butt of the gun that hung below his left armpit in a docker's clutch.
"That would be me, Roland of Stephen." "You know my name, do you?"
"Aye, I know your name by your face, and your face by your mouth. 'Tis the same as the mouth of your mother, who did suck John Farson with such glee until he spewed his—" Flaherty drew as he spoke, a bushwhacker's trick he'd no doubt practiced and used before to advantage. And although he was fast, and the forefinger of Roland's left hand still touched the side of his mouth when Flaherty's draw began, the gunslinger beat him easily. His first bullet passed between the lips of Jake's chief harrier, exploding the teeth at the front of his upper jaw to bone fragments, which Flaherty drew down his throat with his dying breath. His second pierced Flaherty's forehead between the eyebrows, and he was flung back against the New York Fedic door with the unfired Glock spilling from his hand to discharge a final time on the hallway floor.